read somewhere how important it is in life not necessarily to be strong, but to feel strong. To measure yourself at least once.
Chris McCandless was born into American suburban comfort, growing up in Northern Virginia and graduating with honors from a prestigious university. He's supposed to go on to law school, but abruptly decides to reject what he considers the materialism of his parents' dreams for him.
Your father and I, we want to make a present to you.
We want to buy you a new car.
That's right.
I don't need a new car. I don't want a new car. I don't want anything.
Okay.
These things.
Okay.
Everything has to be difficult.
Thank you.
Maybe
that's not what he means. Maybe he just wants his old car. It's not such a big deal.
To Chris, it is a big deal. He donates the $20,000 in his college fund to World Hunger Relief, and adopting the nickname Alexander Supertramp sets off on a backroads journey that takes him from the wheat fields of the American Midwest to the barrios of northern Mexico, and ultimately to the continent's last great wilderness.
I'm going to Alaska. I'm going to be all the way out there, all the way out there, just on my own. You know, no watch, no map, no axe, no nothing. Just be out there in it. You know, big mountains, rivers, sky, game. Just be out there in it, you know, in the wild.
With no survival equipment, no camping gear, not even a compass, McCandless treks off the beaten path near Denali National Park. He happens upon the hulk of an abandoned school bus, and that makeshift shelter becomes his solitary home for almost 4 months, the last 4 months of his life.
He was a very, very smart guy who really made the circumstances for his survival to be very difficult by design. He wanted to be in the most challenging survival environment that he could get.
Emil Hirsch stars as Chris McCandless.
The movie doesn't present him as a flawless hero. And I think that one of the keys to McCandless is that, you know, he's not a perfect person. This is not a glorification of Chris, in my opinion. This is a story about a real complicated person who had virtues and he also had problems.
The point of this thing is the heroism of this will and this courage that this young man had. And all the rest of it is somebody else's folly for me.
Writer and director Sean Penn took a quest of his own, a 10-year journey from when he first read the book that took him to meet the McCandless family in Virginia, and then retrace the path Chris took on his travels, meeting the friends the young man made along the way. Penn angrily dismisses critics who say Chris made fatal mistakes that could have, should have been avoided, such as not taking a map with him on his final trek into the Alaskan wilderness.
This is a guy who wanted to challenge himself in a way that for us to judge would be just ridiculous. You could have gone out there naked in the woods. You go out there and you challenge yourself the way that you want to challenge yourself. But I think that this isn't about whether there was more equipment to be bought at Patagonia. It's about somebody who had a will that is so uncommon today, a lack of addiction to comfort that is so uncommon and is so necessary to become common, or humankind doesn't survive the next century.
Ultimate freedom. An extremist. An aesthetic voyager whose home is the road.
Into the Wild features William Hurt and Marcia Gay Harden as Chris McCandless's parents. Jenna Malone plays his beloved sister, Corinne. And some of the people he meets on his journey are played by Catherine Keener, Brian Durker, Vince Vaughn, and Hal Holbrook. Director Penn uses the actual locations, and his longtime friend, Pearl Jam lead singer Eddie Vedder, provides original music to complement the remarkable journey of the young adventurer into the wild. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
Won't be the last, won't be the first.